Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, South Africa's factory mood has improved in September, according to APSA's PMI. Let's speak to Andiswa Nondudule. She's an economist at APSA CIB. Andiswa, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Before we get into the numbers and anything else, what does the PMI measure and how is the data gathered and put together?
Of, you know, business conditions within the manufacturing sector. And so a reading above 50 signals expansion within the manufacturing sector, and a reading below 50 is contraction. So ideally you want to be at the 50 mark or above it. So in terms of how the data is collected, it's basically a survey that goes out to different manufacturing sectors, manufacturing firms within the sector. They asked different questions about activity levels, what they're seeing in terms of demand, in terms of delivery times, employment, price indices, and so forth. What was the last question?
No, just how is the data gathered? So you've answered both. What does it measure and how is the data gathered? And so you've spoken to us about how it's either contractionary or expansionary. It's risen to 52.2 points. So it's in that expansionary category. What does that say about South Africa's manufacturing sector and maybe our economic health as well?
Yeah. So what it tells us is that, you know, conditions within the sector improved in the month of September. So, and if you look at the average for Q3 as well, it is above the 50 mark, which tells us that, you know, manufacturing activity within, you know, the quarter as a whole likely improved. So if you look at the underlying data that, you know, makes up the PMI, we saw that much of the, you know, the rise in the headline index was supported by huge increases in activity levels, as you saw the business activity index rising to about 57.9. So that was supported by an increase in demand, with the new sales orders index also improving to above that 50 level.
And then the data shows, though, even as we say, you know, it's expansionary, it's above 50, that there's a volatility there that's holding consistent or proper growth back.
So there has been volatility, and actually for most of this year, the PMI has been below that 50 mark. It's only been above, you know, that 50% level, 50 level for only two times this year, which is not a very good reading. But I think the PMI does tend to be volatile in nature. Okay. So yeah, we just take it month by month.
All right, we're speaking about that volatility there, Andiswa. There have been supplier deliveries that you're noting, or that the PMI is noting, showing that new orders really grew. One of the challenges that has been there for manufacturers in particular is our issue of challenges when it comes to rail and road to a certain extent. Bottlenecks, never mind the tariffs. So when we see these new orders improving, does it mean there's been a sustainable change? There's been an unlocking of these gridlocks that have been there?
Not necessarily.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because if you look at, so there is improvement, some improvement within the logistics sector, but I think it's probably not enough to sort of deliver the kind of demand or new sales orders that we saw, because a number of firms did highlight that the logistical constraints are still affecting the manufacturing sector. Much of the demand actually was local. It's coming from South Africa, as you noted. There's still some issues with the South African ports. There's still issues, you know, the tariffs are creating a lot of uncertainty and have put demand under pressure. So much of the increase in new sales orders was driven by local demand.
Okay. What we're seeing, that there's not a rise in the employment figures in the manufacturing. I don't have the stats to say data nearby, but you are seeing that manufacturers may be not so keen on hiring. Take us through why that is, if there has been this slight improvement.
Yeah, so with the employment index, very disappointing. So it did decrease to 42.8 in September, and actually the 18th straight month below that 50 level,
sure.
Which tells us that, you know, employment conditions within the sector are very subdued. And if you look at the Statistics data that you referred to yesterday, we had the quarterly employment statistics that came out, which is Statistics firm-based and survey measuring formal non-agricultural employment. We saw that in the manufacturing sector, we had about 9,000 jobs that were lost. And if you look at what now the PMI employment data is telling us, it's pointing to further, you know, job losses in Q3. So very disappointing. And I think what probably manufacturers are looking to see is a sustained improvement in activity within the sector. So if you look at the business activity index, it's only been in expansion. The last time it was in expansion territory was October of last year. So the whole of this year has been below that 50 mark. So there hasn't really been any momentum in activity levels within the sector. So I think they're looking to see a sustained and prolonged period of business activity. And I think, I guess, investment within the sector as well.
Okay, Andiswa, can you take us through the purchasing price index? What is that? I see it's up to 61.7 points, but we can't talk about it if we don't know what it is.
Yeah, so the purchasing price index is just a measure of some of the input costs that the manufacturing sector faces. And so that increased by about 3.3 points to 61.7 rather. And this is despite, you know, the fuel price cuts that we saw at the start of September, as well as we had a relatively stronger rand in September compared to August. So what they're telling us is that other input costs likely increased, and respondents did allude to the fact that there were some raw material price increases during the month.
And then I know you've spoken about the local sector and the role that it played in seeing these expansionary levels. When we're looking ahead, I don't know if we should, but how are the trade tariffs and the logistical challenges that we spoken about likely to continue with that volatility, to lead business owners to not want to employ until they see a more sustainable improvement in those expansionary numbers?
So the outlook for the sector in terms of what the firms are reporting, so they've turned pessimistic outlook for the sector. So that level is now below 50. The last time it was below 50 was in April. So they cited that, obviously, you know, the global environment has really, you know, been a dampener on the manufacturing sector. As you know, a number of sub-sectors within the manufacturing sector are affected by those tariffs. And they've noted that, yeah, it's really making business really hard for them. So in terms of, I think, what we'd like manufacturers would probably want to see in order to boost the sector, we need continued and sustained economic growth. Earlier in September, we had the GDP numbers coming out, and we were excited about a 0.8% growth, which, if you look at it, it's quite low. But I think we're used to such low growth rates.
We'll take anything.
That we're celebrating a 0.8%. But actually, it was the highest growth rate in 2 years. But I think we need solid and strong growth on a sustained basis. We need, you know, infrastructure to work. We need continued, you know, reform momentum and investment in order to boost not only the manufacturing activity within the manufacturing sector, but for the economy as a whole.
Andiswa, as we wrap up, just who would use this APSA PMI? I'm assuming it's business owners to get a sense of where sentiment is and what's happened in the past in order to make decisions going forward?
Yeah, so yes, business owners, decision makers, but also for us, I think for us it's a sort of a leading indicator of what's happening to manufacturing activity as we try to sort of forecast GDP growth. So we use it for that. The business activity sub-index of the PMI tends to have a pretty good correlation with what's happening to actual manufacturing outputs within the sector. So I think those are some of the things that we use the PMI for. Yes, sometimes there tends to be sort of divergence between the PMI data and the official Stats SA data,
yeah.
But it does tend to be a pretty good leading indicator for that.
All right. Andiswa Nondudule, economist at APSA CIB. Thanks for your time on Kaya Business Evening, taking us painstakingly through the APSA PMI and explaining some of those details to us. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you so much.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.